Jesus.
You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Second Corinthians, the fourth chapter, starting at the eighth verse. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which are alive are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. In the Amplified, we are hedged in, pressed on every side, troubled and oppressed in every way, but not cramped or crushed. We suffer embarrassments and are perplexed and unable to find a way out, but not driven to despair. We are pursued, persecuted, and hard driven, but not deserted to stand alone. We are struck down to the ground, but never struck out and destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the liability and exposure to the same putting to death that the Lord Jesus suffered, so that resurrection life of Jesus may also be shown forth by and in our bodies. For we who live and are constantly experiencing being handed over to death for Jesus' sake, that the resurrection life of Jesus also may be evidenced through our flesh, which is liable to death. Thus death is actively at work in us, but it is in order that our life may be actively at work in you.
Folks get bored when you talk about what you know that the Lord has done for you. I believe that if you really don't know what you're talking about, you're a liar. And how we come to be a liar is we talking about something we have not experienced. Can I get anybody in the house to help me? Paul compared himself as a human minister. If I ask and check in with all of us, we are human. And we have human characteristics. We have human things that really will vex us to being the best that we can be. Because when we began to deal with our flesh and ourselves, it ain't nothing nice to be dealt with. Can I get somebody in the house? And while we stay under umbrella of our safety, because we don't want God to stretch us out, we don't want God to come in and show that he's greater, because he is not a blameless God. He blameless. And so what we find ourselves, longer we can stay in the safety, I'm running to the right church, run to the right Jesus for you to be a church. Because otherwise you ain't going to be what he will have you to be. You're going to always be shifted what somebody else say you should be. Can I get somebody in the house? In verse 7 it says up there, but we have the treasure in earthly vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. See, what we relying on, those little bit of stuff that we done activated, you done prayed and you done got excited, and the devil come and beat you down and knock a hole in your head. You know, I pray over here, and the devil, you don't think he gonna come over there? He'll come over there and say, I meet you over here, come on in here. But we got to know the power of the Most High God. This resurrection power. that on the third day I got up with all power in my hand. And if you don't believe it, that's your fault. But why don't you try me when you're going through trials and tribulation? Ups and downs gonna come and always find you. Whether you want Jesus or not, they're going to come and find you. Huh? But when I find and make up my mind that I want this Jesus to come in and allow me to be an example of who he is and the power he possesses. We don't want to go through nothing because we think going through something demise who we have become in ourselves. Nobody can rebuke you because you'll go home and get your army and come back and give them. But I give God glory this morning. He will empower you on the inside. And more you allow his treasure to come in and give you treasure, then you can motivate and activate yourself over in him. That I know that Paul said, I fought a good fight. I've done what he told me to do. Was it easy? Paul went through a whole lot of stuff, but before he came to be Paul, he was Saul. Can I get somebody to help me in the house? We should be willing for him to change our name. And when he changed my name, I'm no longer under the operation of the last name. I come to a grip with myself this morning that the great I am will allow me to be great in him, because it ain't got nothing to do with your gift. It ain't got nothing to do with your talent. It ain't got nothing to do with how smart we might be, but I come over in the name, in the authority and the power of Jesus Christ. I know that he suffered down here. Well, why don't you link up and make up your mind? It's suffering for Christ's sake, because we want to measure out. But Lord, it ain't been bad as Maybelline. She took 4 men's husband. Well, you done some too. I bless him today. Why you got to tell God you don't deserve to go through? Who do we think we are? You must suffer for Christ's sake. We all done a whole lot of stuff. Don't get it zip up in here today. Because you don't got on your holy clothes, you done forgot. But that's your soul you're going to reap whether you forgot or not. And it won't come back where you won't remember you did it. Can anybody help me bless him this morning? Can anybody help me give him praise? I made up my mind I'm going to turn the party around. I parted out there for Satan, and some of y'all did too. You don't have to been to the club. You did something to equal up to me too. But I said, now I want to be a vessel used by him. And when you stop worrying about what folks say you ain't got, and them your big critics, and then you lied to be yourself. Oh, they crazy again. I'm just trying to get to Jesus again. Because I keep on getting some things that make me go back to him. And believe that he will come in and empower me to stand. I know Christian folks don't want to go through nothing. They want to be an overnight express. Because I'm somebody, don't get a towel on your name. You can't stand you then. You want somebody to walk around with your big old cross? You know, they don't allow women to come up in a lot of people's churches. With the funeral I was at, I went trying to get up in the pulpit because, you know, I had to fool and get the break dancing up there, and they throw me out anyway. So the other lady had on her little clergy collar, her little nice uniform. She said, I ain't going to try to go up there. I said, me either. I don't want to go up there with them devils. Are you hearing me? No, I don't. You can let me pray right down here on the floor because I believe God going to let the fly the flow. So all these people who religion and tradition know she was a clergy with her big old cross up in her collar, in her pocket. And had on a clergy. I ain't got no uniform like that. That's too much. I get hot flash and I be took it off and they think I'm trying to do a naked dance. I ain't hearing nobody. So I just don't have one. I have a black suit, but I ain't went out there and bought me now one of them collars, and I don't want them to listen to God tell me. So she said, they told me to come down on the floor. I say, I was trying to get on the floor too. So I told the pastor, said, I need you up in my pulpit. I said, I don't want your peons to talk about you, a woman in your pulpit with nice legs. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to stand out here on the floor. Can I get a witness? Y'all don't think I did it? I did it. So he said, I need you up here. Because God would allow me to be the first. And I got all up in there, that religious and tradition. You know they won't throw me out. But it was a funeral. You get people at a funeral. But what really blessed my soul, when the man of God from Tampa did the eulogy. That brother was so dressed up, he was about to dance as well as I do. I said, this can't be. Not up in here. Me and him got to upset this place. And when he went to dancing, I was on the floor working it with him. Minister Thomas, I know you've been shaming him. That's why I didn't ask you to go with me. Amen. And the brother said, I mean, he backed it up and he brought it forth. And I said, go on, then I do it, KK. I said, do it. I said, KK, who is that loud person? She said, that's you. I said, oh, shoot. Are you hearing me? I was boosting him on. He kept looking over in the corner. He said, I got somebody in my place. Do it, brother. Do it. It was raining down cats and dogs. We had church. He said, I ain't come up here to give y'all no religious ceremony. I said, talk to us. Everywhere he went, I talked to him. Amen. So let me get back to the word where y'all won't think I don't know what I'm doing. God had, Paul said, Apostle Paul, let me put his title on his name. We like being called by our titles. I just want to be a representative of Jesus. Somebody says, she's strange. If it's necessary, take my wig off and lay it on the chair and hoop and holler. Tell you to help me put it back on. I ain't hear nobody. Because I believe if you let him show proof, you'll know something strange. So Paul said, I'm unworthy to do this job, but he made me a ministry to represent him. We done did a whole lot of wrong things, all of us, so don't get your book and look on that page, it's clear. We all have done enough to be willing for him to change our name. Amen. That he will give us a name that he can entrust us with. That he will call on us any time of day or night. And we'll say yes to what you say. Paul faced many, many hardships. Because Christians will kill you dead if you don't get Jesus. Amen. They'll kill you with the mouth. And then they'll put hands on you. I ain't hear nobody in the house. But I began to say, I am unworthy to even carry your word. But because you are worthy, I don't want to misuse your word. And trust me with your power. Fix me no matter how long it takes to fix me. But I want to be fixed, assured in you that when the devil come, and he will come, put that on the ticket. The devil will come with his Louis Vuitton set up. And they try to tell you, I know more about the man than you will ever know, but that's a setup. You got to make up your mind. I wasn't worthy for him to come and tell me that I have need of you. And I will empower you on the inside. It don't look like you got power because everybody come and tell you, you don't know what you're doing. But I bless the Lord this morning. If you keep on relying on him. Oh, Holy Spirit, here I am again. Like in knowledge, like in power. But will you empower me where I stand right here? I believe that you gonna manifest yourself if I don't quit. I'm going through some things. They won't go away. But come on in. Hallelujah. Teach me how to keep on praising you. Teach me how to believe that you're greater. Teach me. Oh, I want to be teachable, Lord. My mind in your side. My God, I give you praise. All the hidden treasure that is yours, and can't nobody take them from you. You want to see who can you entrust them with, and they won't get the big head, because not one of us in here ever died for the sins of the world, and never will. You will die for your own sin. Can I get somebody to help me? I bless the Lord today, because he is all power. All power. And he'll give you some power. I ain't hear nobody. You don't need but some of his power. Because you can't walk in all power. That's his. And he said he will not release it to no man. My God. My Savior. We don't want to suffer for Christ's sake. You break out in hives and you know it was supposed to be AIDS. But God allow you to get to another prayer life. Ain't hear nobody in the house. Oh, Jesus, I come to you. I know that it was hard for you to get my attention, huh? But oh, you got it now, huh? I want you to revive me. I want you to rescue me. My soul, huh, in need of you, huh? I call you, huh? I keep calling you, huh? I need your help, huh? I don't once want to be healed. I want to be healing you. I want to be set free. And every time another occurrence or situation comes, you remind me that you are my healer. Can I get somebody to help me today? My heart was acting up, but you came in and you fixed it your own self. I say you a heart fixer. I ain't hear nobody. I bless your name. I'm no doubt in my spirit, but I got enough of you to lift my spirit up and say, yes, I'm going to wait right here. You're going to empower me in my suffering, in my despondent, and when I want to quit. See, Christian won't tell the truth. When hell come loose on you, and everywhere you look, you're mashing your light bulb, you want to quit. But I say, I can't quit now. How you done too much for me. I want to bless your name. Teach me how to lose myself over in craziness in you. For when you fix me, I'll come back out and I'll be renewed. I have more than they thought they took from me. And I'll bless your name. I say, you are greater. And you ain't going to tell me no different. He's greater because I found for my own self that he is greater. I'm going to stay right here with him. You got to go. I see you. Hope you don't come back because you are here in the rest to my breakthrough. In the meantime, in between time, I'm going to keep saying more of you. Hallelujah. If you empower me, somebody going to see it sooner or later. But I want you to see it. I am willing. Hallelujah. To go through that you will be glorified to take some stuff. Might mean I got to take it to the grave, but you will meet me at the grave. I ain't hear nobody. Will you make up your mind? Suffering for Christ. See, we don't want to get in nothing God tells us to get in. Because we find this too hard and I want to get right out. But let me help some real holy folks today. In yourself and flesh, you will get out. But if he's done something for you, you're going to do your best to stay in. I understand how these people think marriage is a celebrity. You get some good sex and you go home and act the fool and get some more. Marriage is a commitment. Don't nobody want to talk about marriage. How you going to know what it's like if you keep on changing? Amen. Like you change clothes. Amen. I ain't hearing it. If I'm talking to you, amen, let it make you better. Amen. We don't want to go through nothing. Because we thought this spirit was like the last spirit. It worse than the last spirit. You just don't know it. Amen. We don't want to suffer to go through nothing. We just want part of the time. Amen. You got to suffer for Christ's sake. Reason I went to the marriage thing, because everybody think marriage is such a high con and so exciting and people are jealous of it. Follow them home for some months. No, just get in the car with them. We ain't going for us home. Get in the car with them. You be putting on brakes in the back seat. I ain't hear nobody. I didn't know it'd take all this. But I want to fix him to fix me. So I'll be available. It'd take all this and some more. Can I get somebody in the house? I bless his name today. Oh, my God. when we compare our suffering with the prize of the high calling, your suffering will get lighter, and it won't be so endeavor to take you out, and you can begin to live over in him, because I allow him to come in, and I'm able to live in this condition. I'm able to keep my focus on him. Say, you're greater than my surrounding. I say, I bless your name, because you're allowing me to call on your name, because this ain't feeling good. Because remind me, we still in the flesh, and flesh want to break out on easy street. Can I get my two people? Flesh don't want to suffer. That's why we got all these sins on the loose. Because self like to have some good sex, and don't have no responsibility with it. Can I get somebody? But it's a responsibility of sin, first of all. And sometimes you get you some that will carry the rest of your life. And then sometimes you get some babies, and the baby's there for life. Can I get somebody? Because you're going to still suffer anyhow. I come to bless him this morning. You can shake it up like it's all made up, but you're going to have to keep on shaking it so he can make you up. Can I give my three people? Says truth in a man, but I praise you in the midst of. I know now whatever you assign with my name on it, I got to get over in you so I can complete the assignment and I can pass the test. Because folks don't see you when you're by yourself and when you're dealing with self. Can I get somebody to say Jesus? Somebody says Jesus, and you can fake it when you come out of beat up and drug in and kicked down and pretend that everything is still all right. But I come to tell you, you can be a liar for bondage, but I want truth to come so I can come out and God will be glorified. I can tell somebody I used to be there, but let me tell you, no, I ain't gonna tell you nothing. I'm gonna show you what the Lord has done in me. He has empowered me to stand firm and declare that he is everything I need. So get on with your spirit self. I'm going to bless the Lord while you getting on. Get on, because I don't want you to drop nothing in my spirit, because he releasing me by his power. I ain't hear nobody. Hallelujah. I face many trials and many tribulations. You will too if you make up your mind. I'm committed not to quit it. I'm committed to stay in. Because if I don't quit, he'll come in. He'll fix me. If he don't fix the situation, can I get somebody? And I can still say I bless the Lord. I can still say he's my healer. He's my deliverer. And in him, he has empowered me to wait right here. Some of us lie and say we waiting on the Lord. Every time we get a little exit out, we exit out and run to get recognized. But I want to stay with the Lord. If he don't let me out, I'm going to still say, you still bigger than my situation. I bless your name. I bless you. Has he brought anybody up in here through some hard place, some suffering, when you're in denial, when you're reasoning? Can I get somebody to say, you are mighty? Today I'm going to admit myself up unto you. Say, do me better than I can do myself. I bless your name. I know. If you let me and show me how I can put my trust in you, you don't have to quit because your surrounding quit. I say, I bless you. I want to keep on going. I ain't hearing nobody. You know how your best friend begging you to come with me. No, I'm going with Jesus. I can't come with you because you might be a faker and act like you done made it and I have to start all over again. I can't keep starting over and over because it's a too big a price, too much suffering, too many pain, too many disappointment. I want to get on the main line and tell him what I need. telling him about me. I bless him. I need you. Anybody really need him up in here? Thought somebody think it's about you. But I come to be a witness. It ain't got nothing to do with you. Thought we ain't that important and never will be. If your mind that easy to be changed, your mind ain't made up. Huh? You ain't made up your mind. When you make up your mind, you're going to be tested with the big dogs. You're going to be tested with the big dog. And if you ain't nothing but a little puppy or chihuahua, chihuahua's bad dog, but they just ain't got no height. Huh. On my street, they got a chihuahua, and he dangerous. The pit bull came up there, and he went out there and went to growling there. That pit bull went to stepping. He said, you don't know how mad I am. My great-grandbaby said, bad doggy. He bad all in his own right. His owner said people picked at him when he was a puppy. He don't take no mess. I told my granddaughter, I don't know how fast old granny can run, but we ain't going close to him. If he get with that pit bull, you know he'll get with us. Talking about bad doggy. I said, don't stick your finger in there. You'll be minus a few. And his owner pick him up, and he's still so mad. He can't call and keep his going. Oh, you hear me? He said, I try to watch out for children. I said, you better watch out for everybody with him. Beautiful dog, but he mean. And if this little dog ain't scared of them big pit bulls, why would we be scared of them people who look like they all are there? You can be small in stature that you ain't got all that they think they got, but you get Jesus and that'll be enough. Amen. I ain't hearing nobody. Because you walk around big bad wolf, that don't mean you bad like that. This little dog hold the corner. I live on the corner lot and he live on the corner lot. And he don't have no traffic on his side. He ain't scared of nobody. People on the patio looking at him. He just mean every day. Every day my great-grandbaby want to go see the bad dog. And I thought about that. Why would you put yourself in harm's way for mean people? You stay out of their way. I ain't hear nobody, but we'll get ourselves in the midst of junky stuff. Amen. And it take the Jesus that we trying to get out of us. I tell you what, I've been watching. I ain't seen that pit bull come back when I'm messing with the chihuahua. Because the pit bull know I got to get to stepping. Because I ain't scared of you. What I'm saying today, we too scared of people's gifts. Amen. And don't see it's the gift getter. Amen. Got them. Amen. I ain't hear nobody. Amen. I ain't scared to say what I hear. Right. And we get eluded. Because we looking at somebody got a gift. But you better watch for the gift giver. Because the gift giver will give you serious fear of who the one who gave the gift. I put on this white because he told me to. Please tell somebody what I said. Until you make up your mind that a gift will not keep controlling me. But I will tap into the gift giver. And he'll give me life while I'm walking around dead. Amen. Telling you what you said on yesterday. No, his word don't change on now day.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant. Located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road. With Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.